Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Dr. Jeanette Gallagher, and welcome to my show. This is the place where we talk about situations in the world and how they affect our health. Today, I'm super excited to be speaking about water. It's so near and dear to my heart. I live in an area where we have lakes and rivers and the Gulf and all kinds of water around us, but you know that old saying, water, water everywhere and not a drop to drink? Well, that's so true here. Well, the drinking water supply may be, you know, starting to trend that way, and it wouldn't be something, you know, if we're saying that now, it's just a joke. It might become a reality pretty soon, especially with all the drought and everything. I know here in southern Louisiana, if you've been following some of the news reports, the Mississippi River has gotten so low that the Gulf of Mexico is going up the Mississippi River and bringing in salt water into the fresh water from the river. Therefore, the lower cities below the city of New Orleans are having trouble with their drinking water. I bet you never even knew that we drink river water, did you? Well, now they'll be drinking Gulf water. Even today they mentioned that, you know, water's going to start to taste more salty. You know, with all these events, low water, drought, and toxins, you really don't even know what's in your water anymore. You know, they say the Mississippi River is the dirtiest river forever, and especially at the bottom of it when it's going out into the Gulf, and now we've got all this backwash, I have no clue what is in that water. Well, today my guest is Igor Malevsky from Pure Effect Filters, and we're going to be talking about water. He loves to talk about water. He knows everything about water and, you know, what you drink, how to cook and bathe in it, and what you might need to know. You really need to start waking up and to see what's in your water. So, Igor, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, Jeanette. Thank you for having me.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm well. I'm excited to talk with you.
Great. I'm so glad you were able to be with us. And had you heard that report about the salt water with the fresh water and Lord knows what we're drinking?
Well, no, actually I haven't until you mentioned that one.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of that report.
Another complication of what goes in your water, you know? And you wonder what they're filtering out of that, or if they are, you know?
Yeah, the nuclear... the actual facilities that treat the water, they're not equipped to filter a lot of the contaminants that are found in the water. And some of those are drug residues, for example.
Right.
There was a study done by Associated Press, and they found, you know, various drugs for pain medication, for heart medication, antipsychosis, and many others, probably over 20 different pharmaceuticals, in probably like 41, maybe more, million homes in this country. And the water treatment centers don't filter that out because the laws for water treatment don't factor this in. They're outdated. So you have to change the law.
Well, you know, it's really interesting that you should say that because I can remember after Hurricane Katrina when all the water was up. Well, you know, everything in God's green earth was dumped into this water. You know, the hospitals,
mm-hmm.
the drugs that they use in there, the nuclear medicines that were in there, radiation,
mm-hmm.
x-rays, all those chemicals from the fluids, you know, the gas stations were all backed up because everything here is below sea level, so everything came up. And all of these toxins and everything in this town has a very high lead level because all the
mm-hmm.
houses are so old. And
mm-hmm.
everybody's out walking in the water and you're going, Lord have mercy, you know, wonder what they are absorbing. You
yeah.
know, and
the,
no
the
one
water,
even
yeah.
thinks that.
It's, yeah, I mean, and the drinking water carries a lot of that. It's a universal solvent, so it'll pick up just about anything that it comes in contact with, whether it's gasoline or... radiation or
right.
drug residues, you know, it picks that all up, it gets diluted, and then it goes through the plumbing system.
You know what I think it is really important, too, that a lot of people do not pick up on is that anytime you have a natural disaster or any state of emergency, or let's say the water pipes are all broken someplace, or there's an extreme drought in some of the joints start to break in the water system, or mm-hmm. if you have a hurricane and things, you know, get flooded, or whatever it might be, when they declare a state of emergency, you know, in that area, it's really, really important to know a state of emergency means all of those limits that you were, you know, that they had set in place for the water. Like, let's say they, for item one, you couldn't exceed 10, and item two, you couldn't exceed 5. Well, when there's a state of emergency, those limits go out the tubes. They don't even worry about that doing that anymore.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, a state of emergency could be for days, weeks, months, or years. And, you know, people coming back to these areas and stuff, and you think, wow, do you really want to be rebuilding in these areas? Maybe you really need to be starting to look at filters more and more, you know, on what is in your water, you know, even for
certainly.
The droughts and the floods that we've had this year, or even with the fires. You know, all of that soot goes someplace. It all goes into the water. And if it's not something they've normally screened for, you can bet your buck it's still in there then.
Yeah, and they don't screen for everything. Like I said earlier, the law doesn't require them to, so they don't spend the money or effort to do that. And, you know, they even add more contaminants in many cases into the water
right.
as part of the treatment process. So they're adding chloramine now, which is much more volatile or more stronger disinfectant than chlorine by itself. And chlorine is mixed with ammonia, and it produces chloramine, which is some people have complained about that. And it's difficult to remove from the water. And they're adding this into the drinking water as part of the disinfection process. But what about removing it for drinking once it's done, once it reaches your faucet at home?
Right.
Or your bathtub or any, you know, faucet in your house. So that's, you know, where our filters come in. We have advanced systems for that.
You know what I find, too, is that if anybody notices, you know, I know a lot of people in the northern states and stuff, they do a lot of swimming in indoor pools. And, you know, if your kids come out of there and their eyes are all bloodshot and their head is killing them and they don't feel good, that's an exact reflection of what is in that water. You know,
yeah.
That is telling
chlorine,
you something doesn't belong there. And it's
right.
making
it's,
you
yeah.
sick. Yeah. And,
chlorine,
you know, my daughter
is an irritant.
Right, and my daughter had just come back from Italy, and she said, oh, my Lord, you could take a shower in Italy, and you could smell the chlorine in the entire apartment.
Wow.
It was so pronounced. So, you know, this water problem, it might be in our back neighborhood, or it might be down the street, or it might be somewhere else, but it really is across the globe, don't you think?
Yeah, it is. There's been reports of illegal drug residues in Europe, cocaine and others. Illegal drugs in the drinking water. National Geographic has done that report, and anybody that wants to find out can just Google, I believe, illegal drugs, National Geographic, drinking water, and find the study and the report on that. And I'm sure the same thing's happening in this country. And it's, you know, you got to understand, when you're mixing all these different, you know, pharmaceuticals, chloramine, fluoride, and illegal drugs, all of these, they get mixed in together in the water. And we don't know what kind of byproducts are produced as a result. There can be hybrid chemicals that, you know, we don't even know about, or the effects
right.
are not known yet, you know, because their molecules are bonding to create new chemicals potentially.
Right. I always tell everybody, if you think that A, you have to remember A plus B equals C. Whatever's there combines with something else, and it's going to combine to be a third thing. You know,
right.
and
yeah.
that might be what you know, but there could be an A1, a B1, and a C1, and you can go on down in the numbers, and you could have a zillion different compounds that people
Literally.
Need to understand. You know, heat is the biggest thing. We here in the South see it all the time. People in grocery stores and gas stations, they have tons of these big cases of bottled water. And the bottled water is also still wrapped in more plastic, and it's kept
right.
out in the sun, in 115, 20-degree sun, and baking, and you go and you buy that, you throw it into your trunk, and then you throw it on ice because it tastes, quote, funky, you know? You throw
yeah,
it on ice
plastic,
and you drink
yeah,
it anyway.
Just...
And what you just drank was the, quote, funky chemical water.
Mm-hmm. Yep. that the plastic leaches some byproducts into the water. FDA has certain thresholds. It allows certain types of chemicals to a certain degree in bottled water. Phthalates is one of those type of chemicals that they allow to a certain degree. So bottled water companies may contain other chemicals that that people are not aware of as a byproduct of the plastic, because plastic is made out of oil.
Right, and so many people do not know that at all. And they really, I think it's time for us to stop with our ignorance and start saying, well, I'm going to have to start paying attention. You know, I just recently read an article again also about Australia and New Zealand's bottled water limits, what they want to do. And they were considering taking on the World Health Organization's limits for bottled water, packaged water they call it. Except in Australia, the guys had said, you know, well, for fluoride, we don't want to take the WHO's guidelines of 1.5. We want it to be a little bit lower at 1.0. However, we want our styrene to be a little bit higher. So styrene, what the heck is styrene doing in there? And fluoride, you know, unless we get the kids' water, you know, the bottles that say this is specifically for kids or babies, we don't even know if there is fluoride in there or not because they don't even bother to test for it. So if you're sitting down and drinking, you know, 10 bottles of bottled water a day, how much stuff are you getting in your body, you know?
Yeah, it's hard to say, but you're definitely getting more than water.
Correct, absolutely, definitely more than water. Well, can you tell us a little bit about how your filters and how they work? We take one at a time. How about the countertop first?
Well, we have. I'll start with our best-selling unit because that one is like an all-in-one system. It's one of the only filters of its kind that has both anti-radiation and fluoride filtration technology in one system.
Well, you know, hang on. Could we stop 1 second right there? Do you know people don't even know that there's radiation in water?
I'm sure there's many who may not,
Can you speak maybe what you've found on that first, and then we can talk about the... Because I had totally forgot about that, but it is so paramount right now.
Yeah, there's different sources of how radiation gets into the drinking water. The most recent example is the Fukushima disaster in Japan.
Right.
And the nuclear power plant is still not fixed. They're still leaking, as far as I know. Cesium is one of the main isotopes, and it has a quite long life. It's in years, many years, until it actually dies out in nature. And so that gets into the water, into the air, and it comes down as rain into the drinking waters. So one source is that. That's actually a major source.
Right.
And there's also nuclear power plants in America, and all across the world, but I know of examples here in the United States that are leaking. And there's a lot of cover-ups in some cases that the power plants are aging and they're underfunded, so they're not replacing equipment on time. And the tubes that carry the water crack and they leak. And there was a recent incident in California on the San Onofre power plant. They had to shut the whole thing down. And they found it's a mess. All the tubes are leaking. A lot of them are uncracked, and they need to be replaced. There was a cover-up in Pennsylvania recently. There was a nuclear spill into the river from one of the plants. And they released the news 2 weeks after it happened.
Oh, dear.
It was the Limerick nuke plant in Pennsylvania.
So
there's, you know, and I follow these reports, and there's a news section on my site, latest news, and I put them up there so my visitors can see that, what's happening with the water quality across the country, even in your own backyard, so to speak, and how essential it is to have a protection.
Right, sorry. And people can also sign up to receive your newsletter, can they not, on your website?
Yeah, we send out alerts and updates when we find out some news, important news, like recently Harvard study concluded that fluoride lowers IQ. It's official.
Right.
And, you know, things like that, so people are aware of what's happening with their water supply, what they're drinking and bathing in daily.
Right.
So that's a resource that they may find helpful.
Right, and your website is Pure Effect Filters.
Yeah, pureeffectfilters.com.
Correct.
And there's a lot of useful information there. We also have a live help where they can chat with me one-on-one when I'm online.
Right.
I speak to chat with people right on the site, answer their questions and concerns. And, so I can talk a little more about the filter if you'd like.
Wonderful, yes.
So our best-selling filter is the Ultra model, which is a countertop filter.
Mm-hmm.
And as I started saying, it has anti-radiation technology and also fluoride reduction technology in one system. And in addition to that, it also addresses heavy metals, drug residues, the hard-to-remove chloramine that I spoke about earlier.
Right.
It's more difficult to filter than chlorine, so it has a special catalytic carbon for that, and a host of other organic chemicals such as benzenes, you know, byproducts from the oil industry, petrochemicals, and so it's pretty much an all-in-one system. And in addition to addressing all the contaminants, it also raises the alkaline pH, so it makes the water more nutritious, you can say, by adding trace amounts of minerals into the water.
Well, you know, what I find is a lot of people don't understand what that alkaline water means, because they'll say, oh, well, I have a reverse osmosis on my thing that screens everything out. I'm good to go. But they don't really know that that's dead water. Or
it's denatured, correct.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Or I'm going to go get, quote, purified water at the store, or I'm going to get distilled water. Can you tell us a little bit about the differences of the types of water?
Sure.
Because a lot of people don't really know that.
Absolutely. I look at nature as my blueprint, as how the water cycle works and how the clean water, pristine water is in nature. And I develop my systems based on that harmony. So in the distillation process, what happens is if you have a distiller at home, it works by taking the input water, the tap water, and it heats it up, and it sends it as a steam, as a water vapor, through a tube, and then it cools off into another container and forms back into water.
Right.
Now, the disadvantage of a distillation is that it's not a complete process. In other words, if you compare it to distillation in nature, when the water evaporates into the sky, it comes back down as rain, but before anybody drinks, before the animal drinks it or before we drink it, the water goes through another step. It goes through the mineral and the bedrock of the the soil and the ground, and it picks up minerals. And it gets more naturalized, it becomes more nutritious. So water is not meant to be drank right after it's distilled because it's devoid of minerals and it's acidic. And also bear in mind that when you evaporate water, there can be certain chemicals that evaporate with it. Certain chemicals are as light as air, they become gases, and they recondense back into the distilled output, you know, into the second container that catches the distilled water. So it's not a complete process, and it does have disadvantages.
Right.
And so that's one reason why I wouldn't recommend distilled water. It's also denatured, and it can still contain potentially some chemicals that evaporated with it.
Right.
Because it's a closed system. And as far as reverse osmosis, you're doing a similar thing, except you're not heating the water up. You are using a membrane with extremely fine pores, the very small microscopic pores, that are just big enough, just large enough to allow the water molecule through, and some other really small molecules, but it doesn't allow minerals to pass. So, again, you're denaturing the water by not allowing the minerals and the electrolytes, like sodium, potassium, calcium, magnesium, those are the main ones, to pass. And so the water becomes acidic, or you could say corrosive, because it's denatured and, you know, it wants to balance out. So it becomes a scavenger. It wants to equalize again. It wants to absorb things. So that's, it becomes reactive, and in some cases it may even corrode metals, you know, RO water.
Right, it could be pulling. Right, so it could be drawing out from our bodies what, you know, wanted to be there. Instead of putting the good in, it's drawing it to it.
Potentially, yeah, because mm-hmm. water wants to, everything in nature wants to balance out. There has to be an equilibrium.
Right.
And water that's artificially, you know, denatured wants to, you know, equalize again. So it's going to be looking to absorb things, yeah, saturate itself.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the reason I would not recommend RO system. There's other reasons as well. It wastes water. It wastes several gallons of water generally to produce one.
Right.
The membranes have been known to be a good breeding ground for heterotrophic bacteria because they're delicate membranes. It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
There's water. So it's been known to breed bacteria. And in some cases, it may require electricity to function. So there is disadvantages to the RO as well.
Mm-hmm.
Was there another system that that you wanted to compare?
Just tell us about the alkaline now.
The alkaline is pretty much it's a measure of how well the water can hold its minerals or balance out acids. How well it can resist acids is measured by the pH. And, you know, in nature, pH is generally between 6.5 and 8.5 in most, you know, waters that fish live.
Right.
And I found that ideally you want to be somewhere around 8, 8.5. And so the pH is raised by adding trace minerals or leaving the trace minerals in the water that are naturally there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that keeps the water wholesome. It prevents it from being corrosive. And it also tastes great. It has almost like a very gently sweet taste. So it's enjoyable to drink as well.
And how many stages do your filters, you know, how your systems, can you tell us about those? The stages of how of what they remove,
sure,
and how they can remove that, and why yours are better than a Brita pitcher off, you know, off the shelf, or better than some of these other ones that you hook up to your faucets, and it's just a tiny little cylinder, you know?
That's a good question, yeah. Well, first of all, we're looking at high quality. It's a professional quality system. It's not a mainstream system to sell as many as we can all over the world. It's a quality system, and it has large capacity. So the chambers are large. They're about 12.5 inches tall, each stage.
Mm-hmm.
And there's three chambers, okay? And you could see the picture on the website. But the media we use, the cartridges in the system, they're not made in China. They're made in the USA.
Right.
And so, I don't know, I think some of the mainstream companies or most of them use cheaper components and media sourced from China or other places that have questionable quality. We make it a point to use as many U.S. components as possible in the system. That's why it's so high quality.
Mm-hmm.
And so it has three phases. And each phase within itself, each cartridge has additional stages within itself. So you could easily see there's probably at least five stages or six stages if I count them all, because there's combination media in certain phases.
Okay.
But the first one is a half a micron carbon block. It's an advanced form of carbon block that addresses the chloramine, the hard-to-remove chloramine, and
mm-hmm.
other organic chemicals like drug residues. And because it's half a micron, that's very small, it also traps sediment, microbial cysts like Giardia or Cryptosporidium. These cysts, they survive chlorine disinfection. And so they need to be removed additionally. Even if the water was chlorinated very heavily, the cysts, they develop a shell. I guess you could say they evolved. And
right.
They survive this infection, and so that first cartridge would capture them.
You know, and not to interrupt, but that is very important, because I know living in Pennsylvania, you would think, you know, it was all the time your water was great. But there were many, many times where they would have alerts about Giardia being in the water,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
It was definitely a problem. So if you, and that was coming from the city, that note. So they knew that they had a problem, that they could not get rid of it at that time. And the only way they know that is when the people start reporting it. If people don't stand up and start reporting, the water will just keep continuing as it goes.
Yeah, and look at what's happening with fluoride. There's a lot of communities now that are phasing it out. They're getting rid of fluoride because people have become aware. They don't want medicine in their water. They don't want a drug in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the communities are forced to remove that. So until that happens, you know, having a filter is the next best thing.
Correct.
So that brings me to the second stage, the second phase mm-hmm. of the system, which is an entire cartridge dedicated specifically for fluoride filtration. And fluoride is hard to remove, but we have an advanced form of calcium bonded with carbon, with activated carbon, which
mm-hmm.
is better. It's more effective than activated alumina, which is used by most other companies out there, which is oxidized aluminum. It's like a ceramic. But we're using a natural form of carbon with calcium that has been found by our testing to be 20% more effective at removing fluoride. And it brings it below half part per million, which pretty much is below the so-called effective level established by the World Health Organization. They're saying that fluoride below 0.5 ppm is no longer effective. It loses its quote-unquote beneficial effect. And so our filters bring it down below that.
Mm.
And in some cases, it may entirely be removed, depending on the water condition, because there's a lot of chemicals competing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the second phase. Is the fluoride. And then we have the third phase, which contains a special media for heavy metal reduction and also a nuclear-grade zeolite. And zeolite is a natural mineral substance that is used by nuclear facilities probably for 4 decades now, specifically for, you know, treating radioactive water.
Wow.
And we've brought that technology to the home water filtration shortly after mm-hmm. Fukushima. We introduced that into the drinking water filter. And so you're getting various targeted stages here, scientifically phase balanced. So the proper phases. First, you know, you remove chemicals, then you remove fluoride, and it's all based on an intelligent sequence, so when the water comes out of the filter, it's as clean and revitalized as it can be, with a higher pH, balanced minerals, and it tastes great as well.
Now, is this a whole water system, or are we talking, or can they just do this under their sink, or do you have both?
Both. We have the countertop model, which is easy and simple to install, and we have under counter, which is a little bit more effort to install, but it's also not very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And we have smaller models. If you're living in an area where there's no fluoride or they remove fluoride, then you can get one of our other models that have everything except the fluoride reduction
mm-hmm.
filter and save a little money as well. And we also have whole house systems. So if you want to clean the water in your whole home for showering, bathing, you know, no more chlorine smell when your dishes are washing. You're not washing your clothes with, you know, chemicals in the water anymore. Watering your vegetables with clean water. Then a whole house system would be effective for you.
And then we're not also trucking around bags of salt, right? When you have the soft rainwater systems, the water ones, I can remember those from so many years ago. I had one. And
mm-hmm.
it would be trucking around, you know, the 40-pound bags of salt every week, which did absolutely nothing.
Yeah, no, with our system, it's more convenient. You just unscrew the chamber, put a new cartridge in, screw it closed, flush it, and you're done.
So this would be okay for senior citizens to be able to do, and even for renters, they could screw it in and screw it off, and they're good to go, right?
Yeah, the countertop units, yes.
Yes.
It's very simple. You just unscrew the aerator mesh from the tip of your faucet. You attach our valve, and you connect it to the filter. And so anytime you want filtered water, you can, on demand, have it sent to the filter. And then when you don't, you still use your faucet as normal. So it's
what
an automatic
about when
valve.
The electricity goes out or anything about that?
Yeah, the
systems
don't
use
electricity. No, they don't. They use only water pressure.
Water pressure.
And I don't remember last time when the electricity went out that I didn't have water. Maybe some people do, but as long as you have water pressure, you don't need electricity in the home to operate the unit.
Great. Well,
you don't,
a lot of the
at all,
filters.
You don't need electricity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because like if you have a reverse osmosis, you got to plug the machine in all the time, and you know, yada yada yada. So.
Yeah, if it needs a booster pump.
Correct.
Yeah, this one it just uses water pressure. As the water presses through the different stages, it gets processed through the media, and that's all it needs. It doesn't need any electricity to do that.
Great. There was something else that I was thinking about with water, and now I just forgot it. Sorry. But
it'll
also, if you could tell us about all your contact information, the websites, and how people could order.
Sure. Well, we're set up to take orders through the website. And if somebody wants to send a check, because some people don't like to order online, that's also possible. The website, again, is pureeffectfilters.com. And if somebody needs to call, the number is 888-891-4821. That's, again, is 888-891-4821. And I'll be happy to speak with them, or my assistant can answer some questions for them as well.
So that you do have help, that if they don't know what they're really getting into or what they really need, there's someone there to talk to.
Absolutely. A lot of times they'll speak to me directly because, you know, we're a small business and we're focused highly on the customer service and the quality, and we want to make sure the customer is happy and understands what they're buying. And our systems, by the way, come with a 2-year warranty, no hassle. If something doesn't work or something, you know, usually everything's working, but if, let's say, the diverter valve stops working, we'll send you a new one, no problem. So you get great support, and if you have any questions, you know, I'm here to answer them as well.
It's always good to know that, you know, it's in the U.S. and you aren't shipping it out to India. I made a call the other day to find out about my computer, and they said, well, we're in India, and it's like fabulous.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're shipping it out of New York, yeah. Put a lot of effort into making sure that we're as much based in America as possible and use as many U.S. components. We don't use any Chinese components at all in the systems. So you will see it's a very high-quality system. And there's also real customer reviews on the website that your listeners can read to see what others have to say.
That's wonderful. Because, you know, I know everything. I've seen some recent reports coming out of natural foods and the food industry, and they're starting to say that there's a lot of radiation in the food even. You know, so if you can start eliminating it in your water and be sure you're starting to get some better food into your system, you know, with fruits or vegetables that are local to you and not coming from you don't know where, you have a better chance, you know, of leading a better healthy life in this day and age, you know, with so much stuff out there right now. You know, I really think that it's time for people to start stepping up and looking at that, you know. Can't say, well, the city gave me water, I pay for my water, I'm good to go. Or the grocery store says it's nice and it's ripe and, hey, I'll have at it, you know. There's a lot of choices that we need to make now and not always trust that. Maybe someone else does have your best interest in it. You really need to make your own best choice.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea because even if somebody is well-meaning, they may themselves not be aware of, you know, fluoride is not good for you. Like, some companies may potentially think fluoride is good, or some dentists may fully believe that, you know, fluoride is good and prescribe fluoride rinses and fluoride tablets for children or for adults to help strengthen the teeth. But, you know, there's a lot of literature, and the Harvard study that came out recently just, you know, puts icing on the cake. Now it's official. It's in a federal journal, this report, and they found it interferes with mind function. So
it's a pronounced thing right now with all of the children, you know. Everybody is hyperactive, this or that, or not paying attention, or bullying, or whatever these neurological actings out are, and the answer isn't always to be giving them a drug either, you know. Maybe
sure,
just clean up their systems.
Of course. I mean, look to nature. Look to the unpolluted nature and to see how our creator or the divine intelligence made the water that the earth has evolved with for millions of years. Why not look at that and use that as the blueprint instead of, you know, conduct experiments with people? And there's another type of units being sold out there that I don't really believe are very good. It's the water ionizers, and they artificially raise the pH to 9.5, 10, 11 in some cases, which is the other extreme. You know, one extreme is the acid, and the other extreme is 2-alkaline. But they're hyping it up very strongly based on, you know, the more alkaline something is, the healthier it'll be for you. But that's not necessarily true. And if you just think about your digestive system, you have acid digesting your food, so you need acid in your stomach. And then you're going to be drinking highly alkaline water. It can interfere, right, I think, with the acid in your stomach. So I'm not a medical expert, but it just chemically speaking, from a chemical perspective, it looks like it would neutralize the acid in some way, those machines.
You know, there's so many different things that interact. The body is such a unique mechanism. You just need to give it a little bit balance and just not be throwing things at it that don't belong there in the first place.
Sure, yeah, just keep it balanced, exactly.
Right.
I agree.
You know, you could drink, you know, your 40 or 50 ounces of water a day, but if it's really not the greatest water, it doesn't really matter if you have a really great diet sometimes then, you know, because things are, one's pulling from the other, and it's not necessarily the greatest thing to do. So, you know, take a few steps and just see what you can clean up in your immediate area. You clean up your air, you clean up your water. And, you know, you take some of these things out of your food that don't belong there and then see where you're at.
Yeah, and a lot of people will be surprised when they compare the filtered water to what they've been drinking, because oftentimes if you're drinking tap water or bottled water, you get used to that taste and you can't tell the difference. But when you actually try it side by side and you try the filtered water for a few days or a week or even right away and you taste a glass of, you know, a filter... tap water or bottled water, you'll see a difference in most cases. If you're, you know, if your senses are working, you know, more sensitive, you'll see that. Another benefit is that you don't have to carry bottles of water, purchase bottles of water all the time. You have the filtration station right in your home.
Right. And to that effect, how long do those filters last and what do they have to be replaced?
Well, it's typically, for our best-selling system, it's 500 gallons. There is a level of redundancy as well built in there. So if you go over that, there's a level of redundancy. But we recommend 500 gallons, which, for better estimate, comes out to about 2 gallons a day for 8 months. So if you're using 2 gallons a day, you know, after 8 months, it would be ideal to replace the cartridges. No later than 12 months, though, because you want to refresh the media. Other companies who may sell systems and base their marketing on, you know, how long the cartridge lasts. And I've seen on the Home Shopping Network, they were selling a filter that they claimed you never have to change the cartridge.
And I saw that. What did it say, 5 years or 20 years, I remember.
It's some ridiculous number.
I know.
But you gotta realize that the media inside gets fouled. After so long, it gets fouled. It can grow bacteria, and it's no longer effective. It gets overpowered. But it's a marketing. It's not regulated very well, that area of the market. So they can say a lot of things. But that's not the way it works scientifically.
Right, and that is why I had you on the show today, because I did believe in the reputation. And it is very important, you know, to do, you know, a lot of your diligence in looking up things and finding out what should be there, what shouldn't be there. And is this just hype, or is it great because they're offering 2-for-1 or whatever? You know, oh, I'll get that. That'll do just fine. And does it really?
Right. Yeah, a lot. The more something is hyped, the more I would say, you know, you need to step back and look at the facts, look at the science behind that, you know, and see what it's all about. Our systems are based on science, on scientific studies and publications and data, and we do a lot of our own in-house testing for fluoride, chlorine, and certain other pH.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually enjoy doing that myself. It's
great.
It makes it fun. Makes it fun.
Yes. So again, we're talking about PureEffectFilters.com and how they filter out radiation, fluoride, drugs, bacteria, sediment, all of those things that you just don't need in your water, but keep in the minerals that you do need in your water. So is there anything else you could share with our listeners? We're about 3 minutes away from ending the show today.
Sure. Well, I just wanted to let everybody know that all our systems ship for free within the United States, so there's free shipping, and there's no sales tax either, unless you're in New York. So because I'm in New York and I have to collect sales tax,
right?
If you're buying from the state, but otherwise you've got free shipping, no sales tax, and we also ship across the world. We ship internationally as well. So if you're in another country, you're also welcome to visit our site and obtain a unit, and we provide an international discount. The shipping is not free internationally, but we provide a discount to help offset some of that expense. And, you know, we don't have almost, you know, the return rate is extremely small in these systems. Most people that get them keep them. So it's a good unit, and I think people would enjoy it. I welcome everyone to look at the site, and if they have any questions, to contact me directly.
The site is very informative. It has a lot of new news articles that you find and things that are occurring across the world, exposures that were being leaked, or if there's some more chemical spills or nuclear disasters, all of those are listed under current events. There's also a full description of all of the types of filters, what they do, what the type units are, and how they can help you. So there is a lot of information on the website. It's pureeffectfilters.com. If you have any questions, you can definitely contact Igor directly through that site. And I think we are good to go today. And if anyone has any other questions on water, they could also contact me at www.lifepockets.com, and we'll be more than happy to answer your questions there also. Well, Igor, I would like to thank you for being our guest today. It was very informative.
Thank you. I enjoyed it, Jeanette. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And again, this is Dr. Gallagher signing out for today, and tomorrow, you never know what the next topic will be. Thank you for being with us. Thank you.